is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 2 through 11. When John heard in prison what the Messiah was doing, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me." As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? Someone dressed in soft robes? Look, those who wear soft robes are in royal places. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly, I tell you, among those born of women, no one has arisen greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." This is the word of the Lord. Today is the Sunday of joy, the joy of God. The last 2 weeks, we have been preparing for the coming of Christ. And we are called to keep alive the vision which provides us with hope and to seek the peace of God, that peace that only God can give, that peace which comes when we turn and walk in the path that Jesus has shown us. Joy is not something that we can seek. It is something that overtakes us when, while we are working to keep the vision alive and walking on the path that Jesus has set before us. As we walk that path, joy happens to us. We gain glimpses of what it is that God is about. We encounter situations where we see God's promises coming true. And we have suddenly this great joy in our hearts. Imagine, if you will, for a minute, John the Baptist in prison. Herod is about to kill him. And undoubtedly John is aware of this, though the particular circumstances of his death are still to be shaped by Herod's daughter and wife. John is uncertain about whether his ministry is completed or not, about whether or not Jesus is the Messiah that he has proclaimed the coming of. And he sends his messengers from the prison to ask Jesus, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we wait for another?" And imagine, if you will, for a minute, how he heard the answer, how John heard the answer, the feeling that must have overcome him when his disciples reported to him that what Jesus said. "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. Blessed are they who take offense at me." Imagine how John felt when he heard that all that he had yearned for as a child of Abraham was in fact happening, that God was working a great work through Jesus, the child of Mary, the kind of work that Isaiah spoke of in our first reading this morning. Joy. Joy should not be confused with happiness, which according to the constitution the citizens of great countries south of us pursue, for it is not happiness, nor even contentment. Joy, rather, is something rather overwhelming. It is what happens when we witness God at work, whether it is in our family relationships, a newborn, a new grandchild, and you're there for the birth, the joy that takes over. In our church, the Holy Spirit moving within us here, or in our community, in the wider world. I call today's message the gift of joy, not only to as a means of keeping together our Advent theme, that theme suggested by the light of the candles upon our wreath, but to highlight one of the realities of the gift of joy. That reality which relates to the fact that while it cannot be sought, the gift of joy can be given and received by us. When we see the works of God being done, we receive the gift of joy. And when we allow God to do his work through us, we give the gift of joy. At very, very least, its possibility. That is part of what giving gifts is about. It's about doing the works of God, of caring and praying. And praying joy may come with the giving, that the hand of God may be seen. It is remembering how God's love became incarnate, how it took on flesh, the Jesus of Nazareth, the Jesus who was the one promised long ago by God, the Jesus, the Christ, whose coming John the Baptist was told he could recognize in the acts that he performed. By the fact, through him, the blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. It is a time to remember how God's love is meant to become incarnate in us, how it is meant to take on flesh in those who call upon his name. In the end, people will know that we are Christians by our love. That's a song. They are know we are Christians by our love. And by how we allow God's love for us, God's love in us, to take on flesh and get acted out. Joy is a wonderful thing, a thing that overtakes us when we are on a path shown to us by Christ. It is not continuous, at least in this world, but it pops up whenever we see God at work, healing the sick, curing the lame, giving sight to the blind, and proclaiming good news to those who are poor. It pops up when we do the work of God and understand that God is doing his work in the circumstances around us. Everlasting joy comes, so testifies Isaiah in today's the day of Christ's second coming. On that day, he testifies the wilderness and the dry land shall be glad, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom like the crocus will blossom abundantly. On that day, the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. And everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness and sorrow, and sighing shall flee away. There is a day coming. There is a day coming which we are called to prepare for. A day coming of eternal joy. A joy which we receive a taste of in the here and now, when we receive the gift of seeing God at work. And when we do the work of God and thereby make it possible for others to have joy of seeing him. Today's candle is lit for joy. Prepare the coming of Jesus. Share that joy as you go out into the community today. Share that word and prepare your hearts this coming week as we celebrate Jesus' birth. Let us be silent. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.